Welcome to An Hour to Give. I think this time every week is a great opportunity to talk about community, philanthropy, and volunteerism. And I love speaking about youth. So we're talking to Jesse Card, Acting Executive Director for Youth Ottawa today. Hi, Jesse.
Hello, Sam. How are you?
I'm great. I love speaking about the programs at Youth Ottawa. Take us back a little bit, Jesse. Give us a little bit of a history of this organization.
Sure. Well, so my history just starts in 2018. But since I've taken over as executive director since March, 6 months, I've been kind of asking these questions myself. And it's really interesting what I've kind of I've uncovered and people at the board have told me. It actually begun with a lot of teachers from the Ottawa Catholic Board, actually, and a few city councillors at the time that really saw a need for kind of more recognition of youth accomplishments. And about 24 years ago, they launched the Spirit of the Capital Awards. So we're going on to our 24th year of that, where we've got 7 award categories recognizing remarkable youth and what they're doing in the community. And since then it's really evolved in all sorts of programming. And right now we're focusing in the school boards on active citizenship, artistic mentorship, social enterprise, and also videography and media. So those are kind of our focuses right now. And we've got some great partners in the school boards. The Ottawa Carleton District School Board are doing some amazing work around experiential learning, using some of the frameworks there, deep learning and authentic student learning. And that's kind of where our programs are fitting. It's taking what you would learn in the classroom and then making sure that those lessons learned are kind of permeating beyond the classroom walls into the community. And there's so many benefits when we see that happening.
It certainly is another great layer onto the education they're getting with the school boards. And what I love about this is often it's youth-led.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, the kind of tenets and the CEOs of Youth Ottawa really is for youth, by youth. So as much as we can make that the main focus, we do. And we've got so many great examples. We run a summer entrepreneurship program called the Summer Amplified Fellowship. Students are paid full-time with jobs to not do a job for Youth Ottawa, which is kind of the standard way of hiring young people. You hire them and they do a job and you tell them what to do. But rather, we flip that on its head and we say, what are you already working on? We'll pay you to work on it and we'll surround you with the resources and the skills and the knowledge and the mentorship that you can benefit from, and see if we can scale this into something that's more viable and sustainable.
It really is incredible to see what youth come up with. And I certainly, every time I have an opportunity to connect with Youth Ottawa, I think, boy, I don't think I was that smart at that age.
I'm sure you were, Sam.
It's really remarkable to see how our youth today are using technology as well.
Yeah, it's a different world. I mean, I'm not going to age myself too much, but I mean, I went to high school. I think the last year I had grade 13. I was the last year that had grade 13, and I remember the internet was just sort of something you could do at the library. You know, most of my friends didn't even have it really at home. So the world certainly has sped up a lot, and it's changed quite a bit. And youth are required to navigate new technology and the internet. And really that's, you know, those that can do that well will, you know, fully participate in society. Because if you don't really have the digital literacy these days, we see in the research board out that the opportunities go to those that can navigate online and these new technologies. So it's important. And actually that speaks to kind of one of our programs, Youth Active Media. That's what it's all about.
And let's speak about that program. I know you affectionately call it YAM. Let's walk through what youth can get from that program.
Absolutely. So so my background's video production. I own my own company for the last 11 years and before I joined Youth Ottawa in video production. So that's a program that is really dear to me and that I've really worked on the last couple of years. And at its simplest form, It's really about creating something. So we ask students, we start with a kind of an interest base, because what we find a lot of times, and this is also coming from the teachers that we work with, is a lot of students that don't, typically and historically excel at school, they have a lot of other interests outside of school that usually aren't recognized and rewarded in the classroom, such as being a really good video game player or having their own podcast or doing video editing at home or TikTok or something like that. So what we try to do is find out where they're at, where their interests are, start there, and then create something from that. And that could be, like I said, a podcast where you're doing a lot of the pre-production writing and planning. They're going to learn that, or it could be, creating an original short film concept. And what we find is some students gravitate towards more of the pre-production writing. Some love the logistics and the project management. And some people just love getting their hands on a camera. So there's really a place for every student and every youth to kind of come into that media world. Most of them already have a lot of skills in that area as it is, just being youth and in the world today. But it's really neat because it's just about creating something and let that creation and let the interests and passions of the youth direct the learning. And then you can kind of find the curriculum and build that in around it. And that's really kind of the crux of Youth Active Media. But we also add some other elements in there, like responsible technology use and really just asking the questions of, like, just because you can be online 24 hours a day, is that right for you? And at least opening the door where we can have the conversation about mental health and about responsible use of technology.
Boy, all of that is so important, especially during this pandemic time, really balancing all of that. How important is it that our youth have a voice through many of the programs that you offer at Youth Ottawa?
Youth voice is very important. I think just as important as being able to have the digital literacy of navigating how to get that message out and create those assets, it's just as important to develop kind of what you're talking about. So I think, there's an emphasis on developing, a voice and empowering youth to know that they have, something important to say, and then helping them cultivate what that is and how they're going to distribute that. And most of the time it's a very positive message that's coming out of youth that we work with. And we need, our job at Youth Ottawa really is to harness that, but then also make sure that those messages are getting up to municipal decision making. We work with the City of Ottawa. Yesterday at the golf tournament, it's a perfect example. We had a couple of counselors out there, and of course it's the mayor's charity golf classic. So, working in partnership with the city, we're really trying to be the liaison between youth voice, not just in the schools, public school systems, but also just in the community in general, and making sure that those voices are amplified up to the people that really need to hear them.
And I think it's an important opportunity to tell youth that one person can make a difference. I think so often we think a government, is such a big bureaucracy that we can't make a difference. But the reality is youth can impact policy. They can have their voices heard at places like city council and at the provincial level and, of course, at the federal level.
Yeah, absolutely, Sam. We agree. And that's the active citizenship piece that we do in the Active Citizenship Initiative. We work in grade 10 civics classes, and actually we're currently developing community challenges that are hyper-local from the city councilors. These community challenge videos that we have were kind of a response of COVID because we weren't allowed to actually be in the classroom. So we've had to adjust. And as it turns out, as we start to pilot these new kind of videos and asynchronous materials that students can access after school, before school, and everything, we're finding that there's a lot of benefits to that too. So, we have, it's going to be 15 community challenge videos spanning from elected officials, city councilors, talking about real issues that they are working on, and they're asking students to contribute. And in fact, one project I have to highlight that's happening this summer, it kind of came about very quickly, and it's been really inspiring and remarkable, but I think it highlights exactly what Youth Ottawa does. And a couple of youth from St. Matthew's High School are working on revitalizing a city property, which currently is kind of defunct and not being used, And they have this whole vision of creating this center where youth can come. There's you know, arts programming, nutrition and cooking classes. There's something for the athletes in the area. And this area is out of Clubhouse, out of Vanier, sorry, and it would serve kind of the Overbrook Vanier area. And they've already put a kind of a business plan together with the help of Youth Ottawa. We've gotten some support from the Ottawa Community Foundation, Employment Ontario. They've gotten a job out of it. So they've been working on this all summer, being paid to work on revitalizing this. They've had two city councilors come through for tours. That's led now to hopefully a walkthrough tour with the head of Parks and Recreation at the city. So, you know, in that program, that highlights kind of how programs at Youth Ottawa then feed into actual actionable social innovations and businesses, because now they're working on this and they've actually taken that active citizenship part and they're learning so much about business now. And you know, that's just a really, really good example of how Youth Ottawa can kind of wrap around and amplify what youth are already doing in the community.
Wow, it is so exciting. We have so much more to talk about. A little bit later, we're going to be joined by Ray Charon, Vice President at Mattamy Homes, because they're such a supporter of Youth Ottawa as well. We're going to talk more about the programs at Youth Ottawa, a little about that golf tournament that you referenced and how supportive Mayor Jim Watson is of that program, of course. So we want you to stay with us here on An Hour to Give as I have an opportunity to continue my conversation with Jesse Card, Acting Executive Director at Youth Ottawa. Stay with us, everyone. We're back on An Hour to Give with Jesse Card, Acting Executive Director at Youth Ottawa, and we're talking about everything that Youth Ottawa does, and I think it really comes down to those incredible stories we hear from the youth. Would you agree, Jesse?
That's what it's all about.
It's amazing. I had an opportunity to meet some of the youth this past week, and I was really impressed by Kareem, for instance. What an incredible story he has.
Yeah, what a performer. You know, he Kareem performed at the tournament last night, and you know, I got to say, like, the lights were on. Probably not his you know, typical audience that he would be performing for, but what a professional. I was just blown away every time I get to speak with Kareem, and his name's Abdul Zainab, and he's just unbelievable, because he's got such a presence and confidence, and he performed a couple songs, one a cappella last night, and it was unbelievable.
It really was, and he is just somebody that has really loved music since he was a young boy. I know I've seen a photo of him holding a guitar that was probably twice his size as a young boy, and it really is amazing to see how he's taken his love of music and really weaved in being an entrepreneur as well.
Absolutely, and I have to mention that, you know, Kareem's performed with Youth Ottawa a few times. He did the Spirit of the Capital Awards. He did a performance online last fall when we did the virtual Spirit Awards. He's performed now at this golf tournament, but he actually took part in the Summer Amplified Fellowship 2 years ago, where he designed a recording label and a studio called Woke Studios. And his you know, aim was to get more youth involved into the arts and music scene and really support, you know, what he saw as being a need out there. And what better person can you kind of mentor under is a guy like Kareem. So we're just excited to see where his career is going to go. He's going to light it on fire. We just know it. And we're, you know, I think I can speak on behalf of anyone at Youth Ottawa that has come in contact with someone like Kareem. Like, we're just happy to be a part of it and to have access to a person like that, because he's doing wonderful things.
I have to tell you, as I was watching him perform, I thought, you know, someday I'm going to be turning to someone saying, I knew him when. You know, he's just that kind of guy where you're just like, I just know in 10 years from now, I'm going to turn on an award show and he's going to be winning awards and performing all over the world.
Absolutely. I do not doubt it.
The other performer last night that really stole my heart was Sarah. who spoke about, obviously she's had some mental health issues. She just was such a positive influence as well, really having that opportunity to share her music as well. It's great to see a young lady take the stage as well.
She has such a beautiful voice, great guitar player, and just another great performance. I was thinking, and I was talking to Sarah after her performance and saying, you know, I really think that there needs to be like a youth music festival, because, you know, the speeches were great last night, and we'll talk about Mohammed's speech, but I just wanted to see more performances from them. And it's funny because the performances that she did, she said that she's kind of bookended the pandemic. Her first performance was at the NAC, the fourth stage, when Youth Ottawa hosted the first open city mic, which was a project we were working with the NAC, where we were going to kind of have a high school open mic once a month. We got the first one done. She performed there, and then COVID hit. So that's a project we'd love to get going again. But she said she did that performance before the pandemic, and then this is the first one back. And so she's kind of bookended COVID-19 period with her performances for Youth Auto. I thought that was kind of funny.
It is amazing. And we know that many youth and really all of us turn to the arts during the pandemic to really fill that void we have of socializing with people. So many of us turn to the arts, and we know so many youth created during that time as well. It was great to see Sarah perform for sure.
Yes, absolutely. We need more of that. We need more stages. I know my predecessor, Ian Bingman, really talked a lot about just creating more stages for youth to perform in the arts in the city. And, you know, my brother's a musician in Toronto, and he said that he's noticed in Toronto that the BIAs have really stepped up, and they're incorporating musical performances in all that they're doing. Because obviously we know that the arts and musicians have been hit so hard, not being able to perform for so long. So, hopefully that's something that Youth Ottawa maybe can contribute to, is just creating more opportunities, more stages for young artists like Sarah and Kareem.
They certainly have lots to say, and in both cases, certainly from Kareem and Sarah, such positive messages, not only for youth, but frankly, for all of us. It was really lovely to see. One person that really stayed with me as well, and probably his words will stay with me for a lifetime, was Mohammed.
Yeah, I can't say enough about Mohammed. So just to, you know, let you in on kind of the methodology and the theory of change of Youth Ottawa, is, you know, if we can embed programs in pre-existing infrastructure like the schools, we're reaching such a diverse population that way. You know, kids have to go to school, and they're there, and it's not necessarily always the academic high achievers that are taking our programs because of that. After-school programs are great, but we know that a lot of times it's the people that can get there, the people that take that initiative, aren't the ones that maybe desperately need those programs. So our theory is kind of putting it into pre-existing infrastructure that already exists, and having cross-sectorial partnerships like the public sector, like the school boards. And then, you know, Mattamy is a perfect example of coming from the private sector to build these communities. So what we're doing is we're creating those opportunities, and then from that programming, youth kind of rise to the surface and are recognized. And Mohammed was actually nominated for an Academic Perseverance Spirit Award in 2018. He won. He came here in 2016 from the Syrian war. Him and his family spent 3 years in a refugee camp in Lebanon. He was without education for 4 years, came here, finished high school at Gloucester High School, took part in a homework club. And when I was actually fortunate enough working with some English language development students with the Youth Active Media Program, all of these students were creating a movie in class. They're grade 8 students. And when the end of June came, they said, "What? We're done?" And I said, "Well, I guess we don't have to be. We'll figure it out." And my first call was Mohammed and said, "I think you'd be perfect to mentor these students. They share a similar background, and you're such an inspiring person." And he was like, "I'm all over it. I know how important that after-school program was for me to get to Carleton University, where he's studying aerospace engineering now." And he has mentored these students, and they have showed up twice a week for an hour a week online with him to learn practical skills like how to set up a bank account, and then also practicing their language and everything. And in fact, they don't want it to stop now. We're actually on our last session tomorrow, and they're saying, how can we put this program in our high schools in September when we get there? Yeah. So the school board's kind of come back, supported this, and now we're going to award them high school credit for the work that they did in the summer, and they're not even in high school yet. They might not know the importance of that credit until maybe grade 10 or 11, mm-hmm. but it's really phenomenal what's happening. And Mohammed shared his story last night at the golf tournament, and I could see that it choked you up. I could see that, Sam.
Definitely it did. And I think it was really timely, as we know what's going on in Afghanistan right now and how tragic the circumstances are there. We see so many people trying to flee Afghanistan. It really was ironic to hear the story of Mohammed and him fleeing Syria and the situation that he was under. And I have to tell you, it just felt really hopeful for me to hear about a young man who came here. You know, he expressed to all of us that his first math test, he only received 27%, but it didn't stop him. His resilience and the hope that he had that he would become and study aerospace engineering was so heartwarming. And it was incredible to see the glow around him, to be honest, about how proud he was to be a Canadian and how proud he was to be part of Youth Ottawa.
We chatted and originally, you know, we were going through the program with the Hawthorne students this summer, and he mentioned that he wanted to work with them on public speaking one session. And he said he's a member of Toastmasters. And I said, that got kind of me thinking about, oh, like maybe he would want the opportunity to speak in front of 160 people at the golf tournament, including the mayor, the deputy mayor, a few city councilors, and a lot of people from the private sector. And we talked about it, and he's, you know, definitely pushed his comfort level, but he was all for it. And I couldn't believe that he delivered that speech without missing one line, because I saw the script that he wrote, and he didn't miss one line. It was unbelievable. And honestly, Mohammed's the reason why I do what I do.
It was amazing. I noticed that he gave you a special look just between you and him before he started to speak. And I could tell the respect that you had for each other. And I think those are the moments, I think, Jesse, that, you know, you just reflected on that, you know, doing what you do every day to really provide many of our youth and young adults with the opportunity to really grow and become part of the community. And it was really heartwarming just to see that little second. I noticed it, and it was quite beautiful.
I'm glad you noticed that. I remember that.
Jesse, we have got more to talk about. We're going to bring someone else into our conversation. Someone you referenced a little bit earlier, Ray Charron, Vice President of Mattamy Homes. They have really stuck by you through thick and thin, especially during this pandemic. We're going to have an opportunity to talk more about the results of that golf tournament, which, to be honest with you, were amazing. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and talk about the commitment of organizations and corporations like Mattamy Homes. So, Jesse, I hope you'll stay with me.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. So we'll come back with Jesse Card, Acting Executive Director for Youth Ottawa, and we're going to be joined by Ray Charron from Mattamy Homes. Stay with us here on An Hour to Give. And we are back on An Hour to Give with Jesse Card, Acting Executive Director with Youth Ottawa. And joining him is Vice President of Mattamy Homes, Ray Charron. Hello to you again.
Hi, Sam. Hi, Jesse.
It's great to have you.
Hi
both.
There.
Both to have you here. It's fantastic. We're thinking about this incredible initiative that you've come together, partnered on. And the third partner, of course, was Mayor Watson. It was a great opportunity, Jesse, to have everybody in person, of course, at the golf tournament. It was certainly an exciting day.
It sure was. Yeah, it was great to see everybody in person. We, you know, it's one of the first tournaments that people have been able to actually see each other out and about.
It certainly was great to see you, Ray. I don't think I've seen you since 2019. It was great to see Mattamy so beautifully represented yesterday at the golf course. And I know, Ray, you had a number of your team there yesterday and a number of other partners and other people in the community that you work with. It was kind of a little bit of a homecoming.
Yeah, you know, it was nice to be able to see people face-to-face a lot of the trades and a lot of the people that we deal with in the city were at the event, so it was great to be able to see them in person and spend some time with them outdoors at an amazing golf event.
For sure. And at the end of the evening, it was so lovely, Jesse, to have Ray make a commitment for 2022. That's so rare that you have a sponsor be that committed so early for an event upcoming.
Yeah, that was quite the nice surprise, and thank you, Ray, for that commitment. I think, you know, stepping into the role in March, I've had a short opportunity, and I look forward to the next year of building relationships and my own relationships within this organization and with individuals like Ray and Mattamy. But sitting at the table and talking to a lot of the members and the team members of Mattamy, you know, it became clear to me how committed they are to the community and being community builders. Mattamy's not just building homes, right? They're building the infrastructure that we operate in. And as part of that is, you know, they recognize whether they're, you know, I'm talking to people at our table, they're, you know, they're fathers and mothers, and they have, they understand the importance that we're putting on youth and developing youth as part of developing the city. And it's just so great to have a partner that sees that. And, you know, they check off so many boxes. I mean, they bring so much entrepreneurial and business savvy to the table that we need to tap into as an organization so that we can then pass that on to the youth that are taking these entrepreneurship programs and are in careers classes and all these sorts of things. I think the sky's the limit on this type of cross-sectorial partnership.
It really does feel like a win-win, Ray, for everybody. I mean, I'm sure you get many requests for sponsorship and to join other nonprofits. Why Youth Ottawa?
So we decided to partner with Youth Ottawa with the Mayor's Golf Tournament about 9 years ago. You know, youth is our future. And at Mattamy, we build community. Community includes youth, and includes adults. So we really wanted to support an amazing organization. We got to listen to some amazing music last night and hear from Mohammed, an amazing story of courage. And, you know, it really allows us to see the potential for our youth. And, you know, it's so important for us as a business and as a community to support that on an ongoing basis. And I think Jesse and his crew do an amazing job through the variety of reports and products that they put out to really highlight and improve the youth in the city.
It really was an opportunity to, like we said, see so many community leaders last night. And I know, Jesse, you're so grateful to Mayor Watson as well for his involvement, and it, obviously it's his golf tournament. So the fact that he allows that the beneficiary to be Youth Ottawa is such a nod from a community leader like Mr. Watson.
Yeah, I got a message from Patrick, who works with Mayor Watson, and he thanked us for involving the mayor. And I was thinking, that's strange, it's his tournament. But I guess, you know, like the mayor said at his speech, you know, we put it on, we organize it, and I have to give a shout out to my colleague Stefania, who really did so much to get this tournament going. And and all I hear from the people that she interacts with, whether it's booking foursomes or doing sponsorships with Ray, how amazing she is. So you know, it takes a team, it takes a village. And that's exactly what Youth Ottawa and Mattamy were doing together, is trying to lead by example of how we can have cross-sectorial partnerships to benefit young people in the city.
For sure. And of course, everyone comes together for Youth Ottawa, but it's always fun to have a little bit of competitiveness as well. Do you want to tell us who won one of the prizes, Ray?
Yeah, Sam, you're right. Our team was very fortunate to win the event this year. It's not something that I do normally, and it's always interesting to win a tournament you sponsor. But we did our best, and I actually got a birdie, so call that success. And I'm just so happy that everyone else was able to come out and have a great time and support a great cause.
It was lots of fun for sure, and the surprise on your face was kind of fun to see as well, and I think that's all part of creating community, and it was so great to see so many people there. And I noticed, Jesse, we had some representatives from United Way there as well.
Yes, absolutely. I got the chance to kind of meet some of those folks for the first time in my new capacity, and I think what was clear meeting with the United Way folks is that they really see all of this, you know, including the municipal level, the private sector, the nonprofit charity that Youth Ottawa is. All of this is part of the same team, right? And United Way is kind of sitting there as a key player of kind of bringing people together and making sure everyone has what they need to succeed.
We were speaking a little bit earlier, Ray, about the talent that was there last night from Youth Ottawa, including Kareem and Sarah and Mohammed, the beautiful words that he spoke. When you're sitting there watching these youth perform and share their stories, is it just another nod to how beautiful this community is and really the impact of an organization like Youth Ottawa?
Yeah, you know what? The work that Youth Ottawa does for the community is so important. It helps individuals and youth really become better people. And I think the best part about what Jesse and his team do is the number of people that come back to help out and provide support and be leaders to support and help the next generation of youth that are looking for, whether it's mentors or just a friendly voice or someone to talk to. That's the real impact of what Youth Ottawa does, is it allows and it promotes that sense of giving back to help others. So that's amazing, and that's one of the big reasons why we want to support Youth Ottawa as much as we can.
For sure, and we often recognize so many of those people and individuals at the Spirit of the Capital Awards, and we know those are coming up quite quickly.
Yeah, that's the next kind of thing that we turn our focus to as an organization. We got to enjoy a nice day of golf and reestablish these feel-good moments about why we're doing what we're doing as everyone at that tournament. And now we're going to turn our focus to the school year. There's a lot of young people heading back to the class next month. And really, you know, after the last 18 months, they're going to need all of our support, and we've got to be available and ready to act on that this year. So that and part of that is the Spirit of the Capitals this fall, is recognizing youth that have done some remarkable things in this last little while.
What kind of awards are you giving out at the Spirit of the Capital?
Well, we have seven categories that we have, and they range from social entrepreneurship and entrepreneurship in general. There's arts and culture, academic perseverance, which is what Mohammed won back in 2018, and we have a number of other. We have the Max Keeping Award, which is really kind of a nod to him being one of the founders of the organization. We have Service and Caring, Take a Stand, and Strength Through Diversity. So these seven categories, we're going to recognize two youth at each category, and we're very thankful for having a great sponsor there as well in Royal Bank of Canada.
It's amazing. It takes a village for sure. We know that that old phrase, it takes a village to raise a child, is certainly alive and well here in Ottawa, with so many corporations and corporations like Mattamy coming to the table to ensure Youth Ottawa has everything that they need. It's been my pleasure to share time with you both. I think, Ray Charron, you're going to stay with me. We're going to talk more about Mattamy Homes, but I want to thank Jesse Card, Acting Executive Director for Youth Ottawa, for joining us today and sharing so much about your awesome organization.
Thank you so much, Sam, and thank you, Ray. And thanks, Matt and me, for all that they did for the tournament and continue to do for the organization.
Thank you again to Acting Executive Director Jesse Card for joining us today from Youth Ottawa. And of course, Ray Charron, Vice President of Madame Homes, for being so community-oriented, especially at this time. Youth are looking to all of us for how to be resilient at this time. And in many ways, the youth have shown us how resilient they are. We look forward to those Spirit of the Capital Awards coming up. But if you have not participated or seen some of those incredible youth coming out of those awards, you will not want to miss it. It's incredible to see so many people being a part of those awards, especially when it comes to people that are new Canadians. We've seen many new Canadians, which we referenced a little bit earlier, including Mohammed, who came to this country, really got his start through Youth Ottawa, and is now going through to be an aerospace engineer. It really is inspiring. We want you to stay with us to be inspired by more comments from Ray Charron from Madame Homes. Of course, this is an hour to give, where we gather every single week to talk about philanthropy, community, and volunteerism. I hope you'll stay with us. Thanks, everyone. We've been chatting about Youth Ottawa today, and Youth Ottawa certainly relies on the support of organizations and corporations like Madame Homes. I'm joined again by Ray Charron, Vice President of Madame. We talk about community a lot, Ray, but really, what does that mean to Madame? We know you're building great communities that include houses, but of course, it's more than just the bricks and mortar.
Yes, it's you know we're building homes where families can, you know, grow and learn, and you know become part of our society. You know, moving to a new area of town can be stressful for some people. We're not, you know, while we do build the houses, we realize that Ottawa is the community that we live, work, and play in. So we try to do a lot to enhance the overall beauty of Ottawa through it from a charitable point of view.
And let's talk about Madame. I mean, I just see you everywhere. What communities are you building in currently?
Currently, we are in Half Moon Bay, which is in Barrhaven, a Water Ridge project, which is at the Rockcliffe Air Base. We're just finishing up a project in Orleans, and we have a couple of others on the way in the east end of town. And then our newest project that's under construction is right by the Palladium Auto Park. We call it Connections. It's right off the roundabout as you're getting off the highway. So we'll have almost 700 houses in there in the coming years.
Wow, it's incredible. The housing market has certainly been hot. I'm sure you've had an opportunity to connect with many members of the community as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the market has been extremely, extremely busy, which puts pressure on supply chains. But we all come to work with a smile on our face because we understand the importance of what we do and what that means to a family and to children and to anyone looking to come into the city for employment or just, you know, maturing out of their parents' house into another home.
It was funny when we were speaking last evening when we had our tournament, we were talking about, you know, the response you receive from sponsoring different events in the city. And it's amazing how much the community really does note that corporations like Madame get behind charitable endeavors.
Yeah, it's nice to be at events and have members of whether the public or, you know, individuals who work in like-minded companies come up and congratulate us and thank us for our involvement. I'm not a great golfer, but I enjoy being out on the links. So we do sponsor a fair number of tournaments on a yearly basis. Obviously, a lot fewer this year because of COVID and that. But yeah, it's always nice to drive the course and see your logo somewhere and have people come into your sales office who've been at an event that you've sponsored and supported. And that's how they remember. That's why they think of Madame when they're looking to buy a home, because they've seen our logo at however many number of events over the course of the summer.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
And throughout the year.
For sure, absolutely. And we know youth is really important to Mattamy. Is there other areas of nonprofit organizations that you focus on?
You know, we have done a lot of support with the Ottawa Hospital. Again, you can't have a community without strong healthcare. So the Ottawa Hospital, we've been involved in their Ottawa Hospital ride for a number of years as title sponsor. We do a lot of work and support at CHEO as well, because again, youth is important, and keeping them happy and healthy is something that's very important to us. And then we have community events like we'll support the food bank, we'll support the various food banks actually across the city. So we really try to spread out some of our philanthropic funds to different areas to support the overall benefit of the community. We've sponsored a number of hockey teams, baseball teams, football, a lot of youth that way. Again, keeping children, working outside, being active, because again, that's an active community, is a healthy community. So we try to look at all of those items as we're making decisions around donations.
And of course, you and I have a mutual friend, Ava Sedoli, who's another youth that's doing incredible things. And Mattamy has really stepped up for her as well in all of her initiatives.
Yeah, you know, Ava is a great young philanthropic person. Like, I met up with her through Twitter for her food bank fundraising that she did for her birthday. And now that she's doing the backpacks, it allowed us to do a little extra for her as well on that side. And I'm actually meeting with her tonight to look at some other opportunities that she keeps bringing forward, which, again, is something that's amazing when you have a 15-year-old who has all these great ideas on how to make our city better. That's, as I said in the last segment, the youth are driving a lot of this change, which is amazing, and it's a good look for us going forward.
It certainly is, and I think when a corporation has a culture of philanthropy, as so many corporations really strive to do, Mattamy has it in spades. I think about somebody like Sean Turcotte, who has really turned his love of the community into something special as well, and of course, he's a great Mattamy employee.
Yeah, he's another one of our vice presidents here, and yeah, he turned his house inside out last year for the Stittsville Food Bank, which is amazing. And again, it's those are the, not to say the type of people that we want to hire, but we want people that have a goal of not just their own livelihood, but mm-hmm. how do we help the community? Because that it is one of our biggest. Our biggest goals in the company is to be very community minded, and I think one of the nicest purchases I've had in the last 7 or 8 years is a big fake check that I can write. We put money to whatever donation, whatever company, and make have a nice photo op and give them one of those big funny checks.
It's great. Those are hard to deposit, but they're definitely worth it for those nonprofits to be able to share as well. That Mattamy is so supportive. I think that's great.
Exactly.
Absolutely. What would you say, Ray, as we think about there might be a vice president listening or a CEO listening right now, and they're trying to create this culture of philanthropy within their own corporation? What words of wisdom would you share with them?
Keep trying. It's sometimes it doesn't always succeed your first go around, but there are so many worthy charities in the city that could benefit from your help that I don't think you can really go wrong. I think meeting up with any of the foundations in the city, they all do amazing work and they all deserve our support. I think that's the most important thing, is to keep an open mind on what's going on in the community and pay attention. Like I said earlier about the donating to a football team, I heard that on radio that this group lost everything in a flood, and very quickly, within I think 4 days, we put a call out to the president of the association, and we offered to buy some equipment so that their youth group can continue playing football so they didn't lose their season. So it's keeping your ear to the ground and hearing some of these amazing stories that you highlight to help understand where your money can do some good.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And I think the culture of philanthropy as well has another sort of facet to it. And we often think about it as time, talent, and treasure. And we certainly saw a lot of your staff out. They volunteered as well at a number of events. And then, of course, that treasure piece that Mattamy invests back into the community. Do you often speak about time, talent, and treasure in that way, or is it just the way you operate?
You know, I think it's become so ingrained. It's just the way we operate now. We actually had an employee that, when we were going through the recruitment process, they had mentioned how a certain charity had really done something for them, really changed their life. And so we made a donation on their behalf, and that was the difference between hiring and not hiring this person, because they were so amazed with our desire to support that organization that it was an easy signing for them.
I love stories like that. That's fantastic. And I think when the staff knows that they're giving back as well through the company and have an opportunity to be part of that, it just makes it even more enjoyable to go to work every day.
Right. It's that extra feeling. I mean, we always feel, like I said, the pride in having homeowners move into a house in one of our communities. A lot of our employees also get that much love and respect and feel proud seeing what we do in the community. And, you know, we actually, every year, we put aside a certain amount of our donation funds to have our employees vote on what charities they want to support. And it doesn't matter what charity they sign up for or tell us they want to support. We support them in some way or way, shape, or form. So it's getting them involved at a decision-making level as well, to get that feeling of ownership as well.
Well, that's amazing. We know that Ray Charron, you and Mattamy Homes have been so incredibly supportive of Youth Ottawa. We encourage our listeners today to actually look up Youth Ottawa and see if that's an organization that fits with your values and an organization that you would like to support at this time. We know the youth are looking for any support so they can continue their studies. Ray Charron, really appreciate your time today. The investment that Mattamy Homes has made into Youth Ottawa is definitely appreciated. I appreciate you joining me today.
Well, thank you very much for the time.
And thank you so much for joining us on An Hour to Give. We continue to bring you stories that inspire you and inspire this community. We look forward to spending time with you every weekend. Stay tuned, and we look forward to chatting with you in the future. Have a great weekend, everyone.